דורג מחיי אדם כלל למדווה והלכות נטילת ידיים לסעודה ודין איזה דבר חייב בנטילת ידיים. The laws of washing one's hands for a meal and in, under what circumstances must one wash one's hands. א' כיוון תידיים עסקניותם, being that our hands are busy bodies, our hands are always getting everywhere, ונוגעים בכל דבר, they're touching everything all the time, ובזמן שהיה נוהג תומה ותארה כהנים אכלו תרומה. So in the days when you had Tumah and Tahara, so Kohanim were eating holy food. They'd be eating Truma. Hayu tzichin litol yedehem kodem achilat Truma, lefi shemuzarim miletameh otam. So they were responsible for washing their hands before eating Truma, because the Kohanim are warned not to defile the Truma. ולכן גזרו נטילת ידיים אפילו בסתם ידיים לתרומה. So the first institution was, the rabbi said, okay, Kohanim are eating truma and they have to be careful not to defile the truma. So we're going to first make an institution, they should wash their hands before eating truma. וכדי שיהיו רגילים הכהנים בזה, in order to get the Kohanim into this habit, this is a new institution Shlomo HaMelech is instituting. Gazeru gam ken al kol ha'ochel pat she'asur le'chol ad she'itol yadav birvit maim. So maybe it was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Shlomo instituted it for Kodshim. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel instituted it for everything else. So they also instituted that whenever you eat bread, you can't eat it without washing your hands. What? With a revius maim. How much is a revius Mayim.
Okay.
Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, yes. Shammai and Hillel too, you're right. They tried, but no one listened to them. Their students got it in. Okay, so how much is a revius mayim? Okay, about this much water if we're going to be super stringent. Yeah, okay, maybe till here. Okay, so that's a revius. Not a lot of water for both hands. Most people fill their naslap. Oh, wow, yeah. Okay, it's yours, right?
This is for bread, right?
Right now he's talking about the institution then, which we'll see, this remained, yeah. For bread too. Anyone who scorns netilas yadayim gets uprooted from the world. That's a Mishnah. Umitzvah, actually it's a Gemara on a Mishnah. Umitzvah zo, misayeya, shemisha zahirba, ven shal ma'asav makvin, him sugelet, sheye ashir. This is a mitzvah, if you're careful with it. So long as you don't have other issues, right? It's like the doctor says, don't smoke, you'll have good lungs. Yeah, that's assuming you don't have other problems with your lungs. Okay. So, this mitzvah is supportive, if you're worthy of it, that a person will become wealthy. Shlomo HaMelech alav shlom v'tino tiknun tila yadayim lisuda. So he says it was Shlomo HaMelech and his Beis Din that instituted washing your hands for a meal. So now we have the background here that originally it was the idea was they wanted Kohanim to wash before they eat Truma. To get everyone into the habit, they instituted that you eat, when you eat bread, you wash your hands. And it was Shlomo HaMelech and his Beis Din. This goes back to only a few years after the giving of the Torah that it was instituted less than a millennium after the receipt of the Torah, one of the early institutions that we should wash our hands for the meal. Okay, so that's step
meal
one.
Over bread.
Yeah, over bread.
A long time ago.
Okay, not in Jewish history.
A millennium ago.
Right, but it was two millennium ago when you had the second temple. And the first temple is three millennium ago. A little bit more. Okay. Hey, klalim nemru bedin netilat yadayim. We have five rules when it comes to washing our hands. Now, there is a nishmas adam that we skipped here. Do you want to go back to that? Okay, so I'll summarize what he says. Okay? You want me to read it and sign translate? Or summarize. Just summarize? Okay, so he, yeah? Okay, so he quotes the Levush that says that the reason we wash our hands is so that a person won't come to eating truma when his hands are defiled. And then he might end up desecrating, he might end up transgressing a prohibition for which he would get the death penalty. Because if someone eats truma when it is tameh, he gets chayav misa bidei shamayim. And Rashi also says that if a kohen's tameh, when he eats truma that's tameh, he gets misa. And the Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam's commentary, says this really deserves more looking into, because the Gemara says in Chulin that Kohen that's Tameh, that eats Truma that's Tameh, does not get the death penalty that he derives from the Pasuk, that once the Truma's been defiled, so if a Kohen whose Tameh eats it, he does not get Misa Bidei Shamayim. So the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Truma that if someone's Tameh, if he eats Truma that's Tahor, he's Chayav Misa. You see the Rambam paskin like that, Gemara and Chulin, that if a Kohen Tameh eats Truma Tmei, does not get the death penalty. And the Rambam even says he doesn't get lashes for it, he doesn't get Malkus for it, and that's what Rav Ovadia Bar Tanura writes. And there's a lot written about this in the Tosas Yomtiv in different places. And the Levush should have written that if a person's tummy and he eats truma that's tahor, he gets misa. Okay, because he says technically there is no biblical idea that a hands can become defiled. Either the whole body is or isn't defiled. So if he's tummy, it could very well be that the truma is not tummy.
Okay, we'll be reading. Also concerning if you eat wet fruit.
We'll get there, yeah.
It's part of the same thing.
Yeah. So that's the concern. So he says, bottom line, we have to explain that the whole idea of washing your hands for food was that if a person's tameh and he's eating truma that's tahor, then he gets the death penalty. That was the concern. But not that a person's tameh and the food will be tameh. That's not true, because for that he wouldn't get the death penalty and they wouldn't have made the institution. That's his explanation. Now, the logic behind it is also that food does not become tameh unless it comes in contact with one of the seven liquids, right? Yad shachat dam, right?
Honey.
Yayin, dvash, chalav, tal, mayim, dam, and what do we skip? Yayin, dvash, shemen, we skip. Chalav, tal, maim, dam.
What's
the Yad, shachat, dam. Yad, yayin, dvash, shachat, shemen, chalav, tal, dam, maim. Okay? Those seven fluids are machshil. They make it that a food can become tameh, and those are the only seven fluids that can become themselves tameh. Halacha beit. Hei klalim nemru bedin netilat yadayim. Five rules were said with the halachos of washing one's hands. And he's going to tell us the generalizations, what are the topics, and then he's going to delve into each one. Aleph, is it davar chayav b'ntila? For what must you wash your hands? Bet, sheyeh kli kasher l'ntila. The vessel must be kosher for washing hands. Gimel, sheyavo amayim mikoach gavra. The waters must come from a human force. The human force has to be what makes the water poured. Dalit, shiyu amayim ruim lintila. The waters have to be fit for washing. You get murky water, that's not good. Hey, ketzad din antila. And then five, bottom line, how do you wash? Unver pratehim. So now we're going to explain the details of each of this. Damal shachiyah bintila ketzad. For what must one wash one's hands? Lo etzichun tila la lepat. This institution. There are other ideas, spiritual ideas, why we wash our hands in the morning and before davening and after you cut your nails and take a haircut and let what? And a million other reasons for washing hands. That's not this halacha. Here we're talking about this rabbinic institution that dates back to Shlomo HaMelech. When did they institute this? When must I wash my hands when it comes to food? So, number one. You only have to wash your hands for bread that would require the blessing of Amotzi. Because your life is based on bread. People can't live without bread. He also knew that. But in general, that's how we live. But over bread that you don't make a motzi, For example, the bread that you, what you guys call cake, what you call crackers, so we call that, or pizza, we call that bread that's mezonos bread. That's really pata babikisnin. It's bread that's been flavored, so it's not motzi. So for usually. So that over that, if you're not going to have a meal over your cake or pizza or crackers, so you don't need to wash your hands. But what happens if you're here at Machon Meir and you missed supper? So you're going to sit down and eat a box of ragalach or a whole cake. So that's your supper. So then it was just a little bit off of being regular bread just because it was flavored. So now you've upped the ante. You've upped that bread. You've given it all this honor. That's your meal tonight. That's your meal. So then you make a motzi, and then you would also have to wash your hands over that. So what did we learn today? What we learned was, firstly, that the institution of Netilat Yadayim stems back to Shlomo HaMelech. It was to get people into the habit of washing before they eat, because they wanted the Kohanim washing before they eat Truma. We said there are five topics with regards to washing hands. And the first one, which we explored, was what food obligates washing our hands. And that is specifically bread that you make a motzi on. And that would include pataba bekisnin that you're going to make a motzi on. So, you sit down to eat ragalach. And you tell yourself, I'm only having one. Okay, now I'm only having two. You know what? Now I have an appetite. I'm going to eat the rest of the box. Stop. You made a mezonos on those ragalach. Now you've shifted to be kovea seuda. Now you've decided that's going to be your supper. Well, then now you have to go wash your hands, make a bracha, make a motzi, and sit down and eat the rest of the ragalach. I have to check.
He's not explaining the details of kovea.
I don't remember. We'll get there. We're not yet there. That's in Hilchos Pasa Baba Kisnet.